is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. WHL playoff races are heating up. There's battles in both conferences for seeding. And just to get in, could we be headed to a tiebreaker Tuesday? Stay tuned. Swiftcurrent Broncos head coach Devin Pratt set to be our guest. First-year head coach has his team right there, but needing to win out to stay in that eighth and final playoff spot. Kamloops Blazer forward Logan Stankoven has lit it up in 2022. As he approaches 100 points, the 18-year-old has been named the WHL's Player of the Week. He'll come in to wrap up our show. First up, the WHL playoff races couldn't be tighter heading into the second last weekend of the regular season. In the East, Moose John Saskatoon jockey for home ice advantage and a likely first-round playoff series. But the battle for the last playoff spot will come right down to the wire. The Swiftcurrent Broncos hold the spot, but Calgary, Prince Albert, right there heading into the weekend games. Broncos head coach Devin Pratt will be our guest, discussing that and more coming up in a few minutes. In the West, Seattle and Kelowna fight for home ice advantage in a probable first-round playoff series with just 2 points separating the teams. But the final three playoff spots are being contested by four teams from 6th to 9th. The surging Spokane Chiefs ride a four-game winning streak into the weekend, having jumped from 9th to 6th this past week. Victoria and Vancouver in the mix, and the Prince George Cougars in the 9th spot, but looking forward to hosting Victoria in a big game this weekend. Should be a wild finish. Well, this past weekend in Medicine Hat, the Tigers honored longtime play-by-play voice Bob Ridley.
Bob, on behalf of the Western Hockey League and our 22 member clubs and your many friends around the league, as well as the players, both current and former, congratulations on a remarkable career and being such an incredible inspiration for everyone associated with the WHL. Congratulations, Bob.
After calling his 4,000th game in last year's shortened season, the Tigers honored Ridley with a new banner that will hang in the rafters, commemorating his time with the Tigers. And Bob has been on medical leave this season, but told those in attendance he is planning his return to the booth.
A few weeks ago, Willie asked me if I would broadcast the final game of the season. So, if it's okay with Scott Roblin, I will steal the mic for that game and try and baffle you all with a light of brilliance. In closing, it's been a rewarding and humbling 50-plus years in bringing Tiger Hockey to you and Chat Radio. Like they say, it's been a hell of a ride. So I thank you all for being my true hockey friends. Good night.
Last February, the WHL announced a new award in Bob's honor, the Bob Ridley Award for Media Excellence, presented annually to a distinguished member of the radio, TV, or print journalism industry in recognition of outstanding contributions to sports journalism in the WHL, with the first award being presented to Bob Ridley himself. Meanwhile, a guest on our show last week has signed an NHL entry-level contract with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Seattle Thunderbirds forward Lukas Svejkovský signed on with the Pens. He was last week's WHL Player of the Week and begins the weekend with 73 points in 55 games.
Nice to, you know, be scoring goals and whatnot. And, hopefully, you know, that'll just keep continuing. I just want to play my game and, just help the team get wins. It's nice that I've been lucky enough to find the back of the net lately.
The 20-year-old started his WHL career with the Vancouver Giants. He was traded by the Medicine Hat Tigers ahead of this year's WHL trade deadline to bolster the T-Birds roster. Former Calgary Hitman Ryan Getzlaff is calling it an NHL career. The Regina native announced his retirement this past week.
I've had numerous coaches since I was, you know, 4 or 5 years old, that have taught me the value of being a good teammate, being able to show up at the rink even when you don't want to. We play a game that has a rigorous schedule, and if you're not ready to enjoy each day, it can be a grind.
The 36-year-old was named a top 50 WHL player of all time as part of the league's 50th season celebrations in 2015-16. Before embarking on his lengthy NHL career, Getzlaff appeared in 233 career WHL games with the Calgary Hitmen from 2001 to 2005, registering 215 points. In fact, the Hitmen inducted Getzlaff as the inaugural member of the Forever a Hitman program with a permanent banner in the rafters at Scotiabank Saddledome in January of 2015. He is one of 13 players in hockey history to win two Olympic gold medals and a Stanley Cup championship, and one of 46 NHL players to record 1,000 points within a single franchise.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Devin Protz, the head coach of the Swift Current Broncos, as they get set for final two weekends of the regular season. They don't control their own destiny, but they know they have to win the last two games on their schedule here. As we speak, Devin, you're sitting in that eighth and final playoff spot. You know how important the last two games here are for your hockey team.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of come right down to the end for us. So, you know, our players at the start of the year use the language of making the playoffs as their goal, and we've been able to hold them accountable to that. So we thought that it would be an invaluable experience for us to be playing meaningful hockey right to the end, and the way the schedule is shaking out and the way things have gone, looks like we're going to do that. So we're proud of our group of guys for being in the mix to this point. I think we're all a little disappointed with last weekend as a result from the two games back-to-back with Calgary, but you know, there's no point in looking back now. We've got to look forward to Friday and put our best foot forward.
Yeah, the standings this year, unless you're in the middle of them, you could call them incredible when you look from an outside perspective. Both conferences have these absolute crazy playoff battles to the right to the end. You've played more games than teams like Calgary and Prince Albert and Regina, so it's a little bit tough here. I know you can take care of your own business, but you might need some help here in the last two weekends as well.
Yeah, and I think when I alluded to last weekend being disappointing, we almost took that controlling our own fate out of our own hands, which always makes things tough. But you know, it is junior hockey, and anything can happen. So we'll be doing some box score watching, and it's important that we take care of business ourselves, and you know, stick to our process. And it's there must performs. We got to show up. We got to give ourselves the best opportunity at success here the next two Fridays.
Devin Protz, our guest here, a first-year head coach. And, you know, I look at your team and, you know, I see your top scorers rated 53rd in the WHL, and that's Matthew Ward. By committee is an old sort of cliche that's worn out, but, boy, does your team really fit that bill this season?
Yeah, we've kind of had contributions from everybody. I think it starts for us in net. We think we have some of the strongest goaltending in the league. With Isaac Poulter and Reed Dick, and they give us an opportunity to win every night. So when you build from there out, we have you know, a young D core, but some strength there as well, and then a little bit of some youth mixed with some veterans up front that have been scoring by committee for us and doing a job at different points in the season. And so we want to be competitive. We want to play high-compete, high-energy all season long, and today we feel our guys have done that for the most part.
No, I think the greatest compliment as a coach is to say, you know, for another team to say, that's a hardworking hockey club. And I think you've probably found that this season with your team. I'm sure you've been happy with, you know, the team's work ethic and their compete and really their battle, considering, you know, where you've come from this year.
Yeah, no question. I think for us, that would be important. That, you know, we took pride in the logo, we took pride in the crest, and come to the rink every day. Proud to be Broncos and challenging each other to get better. You know, practices have been high energy and high compete, and we want that to translate into our games. And, you know, a lot of times with our group, we've had a lot of learning throughout the year. There was a time early in the year where we struggled with the lead in the third period, and a little bit of green behind the ears, lacking the confidence to see it through. And we felt that we really turned that corner in November where we understood what it took to win a game and to see it through. Till the end, and at the same time that it was, you know, being down in games early and finding ways to stay in it and fight back. And, you know, I look back at a big win for us was against Winnipeg here on home ice when we were down 4-1 after the first period, and for our group not to not to quit and stick with it and keep competing and find a way to come back and win that game 5-4 in the dying minutes with them. It's just really big for our group and confidence-wise moving forward down this stretch.
Devin Pratt is the head coach of the Swift Current Broncos. Devin, you're quite the story yourself. I mean, you're from PEI. You go and you eventually end up with the Notre Dame Hounds, the U18 Midget League out there, and you find a way to get onto the Broncos bench as an assistant coach, and lo and behold, you're the head coach now here. So it's been quite the ride for you, too, as well.
Yeah, no question. I mean, it's been a bit of a whirlwind for sure. I think anyone that knew me growing up and through the game knew that I was going to want to be involved in the game and coaching at some point. I started coaching spring hockey at a young age at Alan Andrews' hockey growth programs on PEI, and very fortunate that when my university CIS years ran out, I was still in the education program at UPEI and kind of jumped right from playing into being assistant coach in competitive hockey at the AA West level, and being able to use my teaching degree and my ed degree and coach some hockey, moving out to Notre Dame was a great fit and a great opportunity for me. And I was able to convince my girlfriend at the time and wife now to move out from PEI after my first year there. And I spent 8 years. She was there with seven of them with me, and just had some growth there as well. You know, starting with the AA midget team and then into our second U18, AAA team with the Argos for 2 years, and then the last five with the U18 AAA Hounds, and just a lot of fun and a lot of growth and success along the way. And very fortunate to get on with Team Saskatchewan here as well, the U16 program, and worked as an assistant coach with Gord Brunette, the assistant coach to Moose Jaw Warriors. I was on his staff for Team Saskatchewan at the Canada Winter Games, and then eventually was the head coach at the 2019 WHL Cup, where we found a way to rebound after a tough round robin and then win a championship for the province here in Saskatchewan. So very exciting, and very fortunate that Dean Brockman brought me on. I've been kicking tires trying to get in the league for a while, and this past spring it just made sense for me to really take the jump, and I was fortunate to go down the process and interview with a few teams, and Swift Current just seemed like a really good fit for our family. And we have a son here now, and we're expecting twins in the next month. So we'll be a family of five, and we're really enjoying our time here in Swift Current. And, Dean gave me a lot of role and responsibility early in the year. And unfortunately, when he decided to step away, it's tough to lose a guy that, becomes a friend and with such high character around the rink. And but the other side of it, I guess, was an opportunity for me. So really embraced that opportunity and ran with it. And again, very fortunate to have a strong relationship with the GM here and Chad Leslie, and forever grateful for the opportunity I've been given to be a head coach here at this level.
Wow. Well, you're expecting two here soon, and you need two more wins here to keep those playoff hopes here going. So, Devin, best of luck here, and great to chat with you for the first time, and have a great rest of your season, and good luck making the playoffs.
Thanks, John. I appreciate you having me on.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Hey, what a week and what a stretch for Kamloops Blazers co-captain Logan Stankoven. 9 points this past week to vault himself right back into the WHL scoring race. He's the WHL Player of the Week, and no one in the league has more points since the calendar flipped to 2022.
Yeah, it's been a really good second half, I think, for the team as well, but especially for myself individually. And I've really tried to work hard on being more engaged in the games and kind of being more of a difference maker out on the ice. And it's something that I kind of wanted to bring back after World Juniors. And obviously my first half of the season, I thought it was good, but I knew I had better in me, and I knew I could produce more and contribute to the team more often. So my mindset coming back was making sure that I could do that, and things just started clicking. And obviously, I've got great line mates in Banks and Topper, and I can go on and on about guys that have made some great plays to me, and I can't thank them enough. And it's not a one-man show out there. It's guys working together as a group, and I think team success leads to individual success, so it's nice.
You've been doing this, though, without Luke Toporowski for nearly a month now. He's been out with injury, and he scored 22 goals since the trade deadline before he came out. So you were a pretty good 1-2 punch, so it's been others around you this time.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff happens during the season, right? Injuries, obviously things happen down the stretch. So you got to get used to playing with different players, create that chemistry. I think me and Banks have kind of found some chemistry together. And obviously there's been a few games where we've had some two-on-ones and we've connected on those. And it's always nice to, you know, make a play to him and he can finish and he can make a play to me and I can finish on my plays. So it's a good feeling, and hopefully we can continue that.
Every time I bring up the WHL scoring race, you sort of like scoff it off, like it's not really, you know, something you're thinking about or attainable. And it really wasn't attainable maybe just a few weeks ago. But right there, all of a sudden, you're chasing down two Red Deer Rebels that have had great seasons in Ben King and Arshdeep Baines, two line mates. And, you know, as we speak, you're just right in that mix, and it's really anyone's right now here with 2 weeks to go in the season.
Yeah, I know. I think it's just been the past couple of weeks, obviously. Getting a couple extra points here and there helps, but like you said, those guys are line mates and have had great seasons. And I think King, you know, leads the WHL in goals, and Baines almost has the most assists in the WHL as well. So obviously, it'd be nice to track them down and catch up and maybe have a chance at getting the WHL scoring title. But at the end of the day, I just want to finish the season strong and make sure that we're firing at all cylinders going to the playoffs.
We should make note that you have played about nine less games than that duo. You were away at World Juniors as well, so a big part of that is that. But, you know, here we are 2 weeks to go in the regular season. The Blazers have already clinched the BC Division title. You continue to play like this team is fighting for a playoff spot. And sometimes it's tough this time of year to find motivation. So where are you finding it?
I think it's just getting excited for these games, right? Every night you have a chance to do something special, and it's something, you know, Cluey's brought up in the dressing room. You need to be excited for these games. And, any given night you can have one of the best games of your careers. And that's just kind of my mindset. And, it's always fun to play in front of fans and friends and family for me, being in my hometown. And, it's kind of been a dream for me is, playing in front of the hometown crowd, hopefully winning a championship, scoring goals. I kind of want to bring that passion back to Kamloops, and obviously we've had some great teams over the past couple of years, so hopefully this year we can do something special for this town.
Finally, it just seems that, your confidence is off the charts. I don't know how many times I've seen you take on two, three, four defenders sometimes just in a one-on-three scenario. You're always looking to make a play, whether it's a, chip it to yourself. Sometimes your team is changing behind you, and you're just trying to buy some time, but yet you create something out of that, and I go on to your confidence. Where's it at right now?
I think it's just being more confident with the puck and, knowing that for me being a smaller guy, I have to be quick out there, and I try and use my speed and kind of be deceptive, find seams and hit the little gaps, right? Kind of either create time and space for myself or either create it for my teammates. So if the defender comes to me, then I can move it to a teammate. If not, then I can continue on and hopefully get close enough to get a shot off and, find the back of the net.
All right, WHL Player of the Week here with 2 weekends to go in the regular season. Logan, thanks for this.
Thanks, John.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to our guests, Devin Pratt and Swift Current, Logan Stankoven as well. 2 weekends to go in the WHL's regular season. We're in for a finish. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.